read from Revelation chapter 14.
That's a good point.
Reading from the authorized Revelation 14, first verse, I beheld, and lo, and that should be the Lamb, stood on the Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his Father's name, should be having his name and the Father's name written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as of the voice of many waters, as of the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song of 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto the Lamb and to God. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. We have once more begun a new year, trusting in the hearts of all the saints, there's a deep desire to see the Lord Jesus, to hear his voice, and to be with him. And perhaps today could be an exercise also for the saints to love his appearing. If you look at the previous chapter, which was not read, there you will realize that there is a scene here on earth, a time which the Lord Jesus describes as a time that has never been on the earth before, nor ever will, because what will follow is the millennium, when he will bring in blessing. And during this time, the Spirit of God is here presently, withholding back the forces of darkness and the evil of man, so that there would not be a time that is described in chapter 13 and previous chapters following, or previous to chapter 13. Chapter 13 is significant. It is indeed the great tribulation period. It is a time when those who have rejected, and I trust that there are none here, who have rejected that great work which was accomplished by the Lamb of God on the cross of Calvary. It is a time when those who are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world will be convinced, persuaded, and brought to the point of worship of the beast that was slain and of his image. And also a time in which they will receive the mark or the number of his name. It is a time where Satan will have what will seem no limitations, a time of deep and terrible darkness, in a time where the enemy will seek to destroy the people of God. Even in chapter 13, at the end, it says, speaks about wisdom, and it also speaks the thought of in this chapter, which was not read, of the endurance of the saints. A word before we move on to anyone who has not yet come to the point of repentance toward God, has not acknowledged his Savior that he has provided, of whom we were speaking of, Good Shepherd. If you have not come to the point of recognizing your sinnership, if you've not come to the point of recognizing that God has provided a Savior, and that Savior lives today and is able to save to the uttermost, this time is your opportunity. If there is a rejection of that today, you may find yourself in this time period which the Lord Jesus says it will be no time like it or thereafter. The wonderful thing during the chapter, during that period of time in chapter 14, we see the Lamb. Chapter 13, you see another Lamb that is so convincing. In chapter 13, we do not read of the account as in Matthew 24, where there are Christs, false prophets, and false Christs. We read of a man that is so convincing that he is accepted as the Messiah. He is accepted as the Lamb. The scripture says that he has horns like a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. But for us, who are exercised in loving his appearing, although the Lord Jesus is not fully come at this point in time, there's a scene that we're directed to, Mount Zion. And that scene, we see the Lamb, the one who bears in his hands the marks, the one who has conquered and has overcome, the one who was able to open the seals. We see him. And we see him connected with the first fruits of a nation that for centuries has rejected him. Have you ever had the experience of speaking to someone who is Jewish and mentioning the name of the Lord Jesus? I have. I remember going, my wife and I don't think the boys were born at that time. We went to a boss of mine, to his house, had a nice time. And as we were leaving, I just felt so burdened. And I mentioned the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. And I believe what came to me were forces of darkness. It took me 3 weeks to get over. I was told emphatically, don't ever mention that name anywhere near my house or to me. But in light of that, I rejoice in looking at this chapter. Because there are those out of Israel, out of every tribe, and isn't it wonderful that the Lord Jesus has a perfect record? He knows every single tribe, and there's 12,000 out of every tribe that are devoted to him, and we're going to see that in a few minutes. Here, the wonderful thoughts of John's gospel as it opens up to us in the gospel the bosom of the Father. The intimacy of the relationship that existed in eternity and brought out to us. And here there are those who have on their foreheads the name of the Lamb and the name of his Father. And this brings before us the intimacy of relationship and love. Where's the assembly at this point in time? Right around the throne of God. There with the four living creatures. The Lamb in the midst. The Father on the throne, wonderful scene, and we are there looking on. But here, there are those who, out of Israel, are adoring the Lamb in the intimacy of love. In the next verse, we have the authority, the power, the voice of the Lord. This same one, I heard a voice out of heaven as a voice of many waters, as a voice of great thunder. Wonderful power, the voice of the Lord Jesus. But it is believed in the next few verses that we see this one leading praises or song, as we see here. Wonderful. The 144,000 sings a song that no one can learn but they themselves. The most significant thing, as we were considering fruit, brethren, and I want to end on a few thoughts. The Lord leads the praises of this company. 144. The voice I heard was a voice of harp singers singing with their hearts, and they sung a new song before the living four living creatures. The Lord Jesus, the Lamb, joins that chorus. He joins that chorus. And he has brought in them, the first fruits of Israel, something for the delight and the pleasure of God. After so many centuries,